The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast are those of the host/guest and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any of BXR entities and those they represent.
What's what? You back on another Thursday with the girl, the goddess, Chaz Thrill, the Empress Lady Cake Mix. Now, I was a little late, mute my mic. I know I'm late for the show, y'all, but blame it on me. See, it's my fault. That's what my producer said. But I'm a little hoarse, y'all, so bear with me. I did not want to miss another week to come through to talk to you about your news and give it our views. So I got a couple of topics to talk about, but more importantly, with all the craziness going on in the world, I really want to know, how is you going crazy and staying sane? Because these days, baby, I feel like I'm going crazy, but I'm staying sane at the same time. You heard me. But y'all know how I go. This is the You Better Live radio show where I am encouraging you to just live, and that's what it is. We know what it is and we know what it gives, but it's more than life to dying. So yeah, you better live. You know how we get it started? We give praise and honor to the Most High, to our God, bringing them positive vibes up in here, hoping that the information show shared on the show does something for you. You know. I'm over my voice, y'all. I'm over my voice. I don't know what happened. I am not a person that suffers from allergies, but they tell me it's very hard not to have some form of allergies living in the state of Maryland. So, as we know, the pollens is high, the weather keeps switching up, it's cold, it's hot, all of that. I'm running my air, everything, so I don't know what's going on. I was talking yesterday, talking just fine, when the nighttime hit, I went outside and this is what it was. This morning, I barely had none at all. So it's real hard for me because I'm a loud talker. Is that crazy? Well, that is part of one of the definitions of crazy, right? It's enthusiastically excited. So I guess I am crazy, but I'm sane at the same time. So I'm a good crazy. So I guess a good crazy makes you be able to be sane. So let's get it in. You join me. If you want to call into the show, you know, the phone lines are open, 443-642-9403. I just want to first give a shout out to the individuals who I reached out to earlier today and request to be guests of my show. I feel very, very good, not just earlier today, but yesterday as well. I feel good that y'all followed up with me, and I will be getting back to y'all. But in the meantime, if you want to be a guest, you know how it go. Holler at me through www.beexposedradio.com. You even can holler at me through my personal messenger. If you got to do it through the IG or you got to do it the Facebook, just let me know. But not only that, to come on here and be a guest on my show, you know you can have your own, right? Yes, you can have your own. And I'm telling you, this platform is the best to do it. So if you want things to be exposed, then this is where you need to bring your show. Okay. And then also with sponsors, there's so many businesses and all of this stuff going on here, people needing commercials. I think a lot of times that's where we lack, you know, in our efforts to like promote ourselves. We don't do it enough. I know we do it on social media and different things like that. But in order to promote yourself, I encourage you to make sure it is going through several platforms. And guys, you can get an ad here. So what's your business? Not only an ad, but you can come be a guest. Let us know what the business is and encourage people that you better live. Let's go in and get this prayer, y'all, because I don't know. I mean, I guess the universe worked out in my favor because when I get off the show, I might not have a voice again. That's how it go. Crazy, I know, but it's going to be okay. I am glad to be here and I'm going to get in this prayer. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for who you are, oh, Father God. Thank you for what you have instilled in us, oh, Father God. Continue to guide us and lead us through each and every day, oh, Father God. Enable us, oh, Father God, to recognize and realize, oh, Father God, that we embody God, Lord. Embody the Spirit, oh, Father God. Maybe that, oh, Father God, will get us to act and to move and to just interact with each other accordingly, Lord. If we recognize the God and the God of this goddesses within ourselves, oh, Father God, please, oh, Father God, help us, oh, Father God. Lead our hand and board the world of illness, sickness, racial biases, oh, Father God. Everything, oh, Father God, really, that you did not put in place and send it for this world, oh, Father God. Forgive us, Father, for we know not what we do. And then even forgive us, Father, for those chances when we know what's right and we still choose to do wrong. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise your holy name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Amen. I'm going to get honor and glory. Oh, yes, to God. Yes, it is, as you speak of, is a lot of people going through a lot of stuff. I come through it every week. Well, not every week, because y'all know sometimes. Just like last week, I had to take a break. It was not about my voice. It really just was about, like, everything that's been going on. Everything that's been going on in my life. Not only in my life, but then other people that I know, like, just like I said, even if it's not somebody that I know, in my efforts to bring out information, to keep up with my content, I'm constantly viewing information from other news media, other sources that just bring you the news. And it's draining. It's draining. Because very suddenly, you see the positive things, right? So that is one of my purposes, I feel, with the You Better Live show, is to bring through some positive energy. We got enough negativity going on. And yes, I do talk about the negative things. Come on now. I'm just real, so I got to keep it real. That's what it is. But I bring up those things, of course, to just bring them up. And try to be knowledgeable about it and get your opinions, things that be on my mind, things I know gotta be on your mind, because it'd be a whole bunch of what in the what and a whole bunch of what in the world. My first topic, I didn't talk about, well, not my first topic, because my topic is going crazy while staying sane. So I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of personal insight into my personal stuff that was going on. I'm going to do that a little later. But like I was saying, last week, Thursday, it just was so much going on. I was drained. I felt overwhelmed. But also, my daughter, Art, was being featured in the Baltimore City Public School headquarters. That event was from 5 to 7. I told y'all, whatever it is, when I plan to do my show on Thursdays, I'm like, that's a good day for me. I don't have, that's the day before Friday. That's a good day. But miraculously, that just seems to be my busiest day. But y'all know how I am and my attitude about it. Guess what? I'm living life as it shows up. And I embrace every moment, every opportunity, and all that I get. But guess what? I'm going crazy while staying sane. The first thing I want to talk about, now I've talked about this, bro, numerous times. Anon Saeed, yes, numerous times, was talking about him when he was going back, talked about how his sentence got vacated last year for the murder, the 1999 murder of his ex-girlfriend. In the headlines, you see his girlfriend, Hyman Lee. But fortunately, I was able to view that like series that was on HBO about it. And he actually was not dating her at the time that she was killed. She actually was going with someone else. But the recent news, as you know, the courts have now tried to overturn what the circuit court vacated, which was they vacated his murder sentence. He was a free man. He was out doing well. I guess really laying low. I talked about before how he was doing some lectures, some conferences up in the college, supporting the very organization and the lawyers who helped him reclaim his freedom. But now, just as of yesterday, Anand Saeed's attorney, look, I'm spitting and everything, y'all, trying to get this voice to come out. And I'm going, I'm not, but I tend to do that because I'm a try to fix my lips to pronunciate the correct way. So I'm tripping when I just now seeing my little fragments go that way because I can just remember the last time I was around the CEO producer, Monty, who's on the other side of the screen, right? And he was like, wait, you're spitting on me. So I try to be bothered that that's something that I did, that I wasn't aware of. So yes, you can talk and you can pronunciate your words without spitting. But right now, it's like I'm really, really straining just to make sure that y'all can hear something, you know, because I'm Chaz. Y'all know my government forte, right? It's chastity. But right now, I'm sounding like my dad, Charles, and Chaz is for sure. And that's no offense to the queens out here that has this raspy, what's your name, voice. Even before I was hoarse, I used to always trip. People used to be like, oh, I love your voice. Your voice is so witchy. I'd be like, my voice is so deep. Not the typical, I guess, which you would think was a lady's voice. But I'm definitely all lady. I'm Lady Cake Mix. But that's the reason, y'all. If y'all see me, I'm going crazy and I'm enthusiastically excited trying to project my voice so y'all can hear what I'm saying. But just yesterday, his lawyer, whose name is Erica Souter, filed in the Maryland Supreme Court to get them to review the viewing of the lower court who has overturned his vacated sentence, right? Basically, it but the brother of the victim, Hangman Lee, Young Lee, was alleging that he did not get proper notification. He did not, was not able to attend the case, and he felt like his rights were violated. I do feel like it's very important for victims or victim families to be included in these processes. But my question is, based on the evidence and why the sentence was vacated, would his appearance even matter? Would it? Would it? But anyway, the lawyer is indicating that on September the 16th, the scheduling conference was determined that the hearing to hear his case for the vacate of the sentence would take place on 9/19. 2 days, no, actually on 9/16, I believe, or even 2 days later. So it was like on the 18th, on the 17th, or whatever. I don't know exactly the date. The scheduling conference was on 9/16, and the hearing would be on 9/19. But what happened was, I believe it was on 9/16, they sent the brother of Hangman Lee an email notifying him of the hearing that was to take place on September the 19th. After 2 days of no response, it is alleged that the state's representative who sent out the email to the Lee's family actually reached out via text because she did not get a response to the email. And when she reached out by the text message, it is alleged that the brother, Young Lee, confirmed that he would be attending by Zoom. So when they first notified him by the email, it was basically saying that the hearing that will be held on the 19th will actually be held in person. And so it being held in person, in order for them to participate and attend, they will be sending them a Zoom link to attend. So it's being alleged by the attorney that the family did confirm to the state representative. I know it's a whole bunch, y'all, right? It's crazy. And I'm surprised that this brother is staying sane. I mean, this brother, I'm sorry, he He was in jail for over 2 decades. Over 2 decades. And just last year, a circuit court judge by the name of Melissa Penn overturned a verdict. It was on the basis that evidence had not been turned over to Saeed's defense team, as well as the non-notification, well, the unnotification. No one was notified about the other suspects. I also heard that it was DNA evidence clearing him, basically saying that his DNA was not found on the scene. So just last year, the circuit court judge Penn vacated the sentence. So now, y'all, they is trying to put this man back in jail, not on the basis of the evidence about his innocence, because I feel like the circuit court judge, Melissa Penn, it was in her authority to review all of the information, all the logistics of the case, and what she did, and she felt that it needed to be vacated based on the information I just shared, based on it not evidence not being turned over to his attorneys, based on the DNA evidence, based on them not knowing about it was several other suspects. It was all of that. But now the court has ruled, well, it was reinstated. And it was reinstated simply because the brother felt like his rights were violated and he was not notified. See, when I first was hearing about it, that's what the court was saying. Like, the brother rights were notified. He wasn't notified. He wasn't able to attend. So it's crazy to me now that I'm doing my research and I'm getting this information. Like, wait, he was notified. He was notified by email. He did not respond. And then he was notified by text. He was followed up, correction, by text because of him not responding to the email. And then when they followed up with him by text, he confirmed that he would attend by Zoom. So whose fault is it that he didn't attend? Now, I was talking to someone else about this, and I say a lot of times in these court cases, what it is that we have victims, victim families, witnesses, and different things like that, that for whatever reason are not really cooperating with prosecution, don't want to really cooperate with the process at all. And then, unfortunately, after the fact, the ruling comes out, then people feel some type of way, and then, and I'm not saying that it's what Mr. Young Lee did. But in my understanding of the judicial system, I'm not understanding how his influence, whether he was there or not, would have changed this judge ruling in circuit court to vacate the murder sentence. I'm not getting it. So yesterday, they went to the Supreme Court. They like, you need to review this. Because at this time, it's not even about him being innocent. It's about him being this defendant. His rights at this point are being violated. Like, how can you do that? Oh no. But just like I say, blessings to the brother. I'm trying to fix my phone. If y'all see it, look at the mess. All of my roots is all black. Look at that. I need to dye it. Got it up and it's fun. But you know me. Redheads had the most fun. But in a couple more years, y'all, I think like when I turn 50, it coming off. I'm getting cut off. People all through the years since I had them, I done had locks for like 20 years. 20 years. I had the locks, same set of locks as well. It definitely is a big convenience for me. And it definitely it helped me back when I decided to lock up. Now it's more like a fashion statement. But for me, it was more spiritual, me trying to get in tune with myself when I decided to lock up. But baby, when I turn 50, this is coming up off of here. And I might have a regular to match how I sound. Y'all know I'm crazy. Y'all know I am. But I'm staying sane. You get me?
You silly. You're too silly for me.
I'm crazy, but I'm staying sane. So I don't know. What y'all think about that? Holler at me in the chat. That was a non-Saeed. It's just like ridiculous to me. It really is. I don't know how his attendance, either way, falls the Young Lee family. And I know I know. I can only imagine. Because just like, you know, we see it all the time in Baltimore City, people getting murdered, senseless violence that claims the lives of individuals. So I know something like that, you never get over. You never get over it. You never get over it. And I know back then, it was a lot of information coming out. You know, the family really, really was feeling like he did this. And in that series that I was able to watch, I know that the family was a little bit against too, their relationship being, you know, her being from her background and him being from his. But at the time of the murder, they were not actually dating. She had a whole nother boyfriend. Y'all got to check out that series too, y'all, because I was a little skeptical about the brother who found her that was working in the school and all that. Like, he stopped in the middle of his park to use the bathroom when you was not too far away from your work site. That just was crazy to me. That's what I was thinking. Then they had the witnesses, the who was supposed to be a Nod friend, who was on it basically confessing that he lied or he was lying to get out of trouble. And we see it a lot of times in the justice system. They be so pressed to arrest somebody. And they will arrest the wrong people. There's a lot of people that have been wrongfully convicted and are wrongfully jailed. Yes, we even seen it in the Central Park Five that came out and everything. You know, like, it's crazy. And I know, because like I said, in my own personal experience, when I was arrested before for a DUI, right? I tell you, you go do things so you'll be able to talk about, right? So I know that the way the police are trained to write police reports, sometimes how they do their investigations, and don't get me wrong, it's not all of them, but it's quite a few. And this is something that does go on within that system. So even with me, I got locked up, y'all. Yes, I did. It was over 10 years ago. Not a whole bunch over 10. It was like 11. But at that time, I was 29. I was turning 29 on the 29th. I never forget it. How Baltimore County went out there to eat, was leaving with a sister of mine who we shared the same birthday, my little sister, Isha. And I leave. I'm on 695. I'm going fast and slow, because it's dark. I really don't know, like, where I'm at, trying to really look at the signs of it. Wasn't nobody out there. State trooper pulls me over. First, he's acting like he's trying to be to my assistance, but the brother was trying to, I ain't even gonna say brother, because he was one of them YT people. But I guess it's my brother, right? Under God, yeah, whatever. And he wasn't looking at me as a sister. Oh no, he was looking at me as a sister, a black sister. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna get with you, and which he did. But anyway, yes, I had liquor in the car. It was my birthday. I had a whole bottle in the car. I think probably early in the day, we had took a shot of it, but we was really saving it for the night. Yo, when I tell you, this man railroaded me, state trooper. Oh, got to ask me questions, where you going? Oh, it's my birthday. I'm still going. I'm still mingling and all that other stuff, right? Maybe. Then he get to talking about, he smells weed. He smells marijuana. They can't use that no more. But they will. Look, ponytail falling. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying because I'm really, really, really straining my voice. It sounds like it can go out at any time. Let me get a little sip real quick. And I'm hot. Already took off my sweater. But the officer get to talk about he smelled marijuana. I'm like, you don't smell no marijuana. I was smoking, but I know I wasn't smoking in my car. I know I wasn't. No, wasn't that dumb. I already knew I was out in the county. I already knew I was out in Baltimore County. I was going to wait to where I was going to do all of that, right? So I'm like, you don't smell no marijuana. So now I'm getting offended. First of all right, you pull me over, where you going? Now you're turning this to something else. So, of course, I get to ask some questions. They don't like when you ask no questions. What's really going on, officer? Can I go about my way? No, now I smell alcohol. Mm. Have you been drinking? Mm. Yeah, I had a drink at the restaurant. I just came from eating dinner for my birthday. Straight like that. He like, okay, well, you got to do some field tests. I do the field test, ace the field test. You hear me? Ace them. Then he say, I need you to take a breathalyzer. Oh, I'll take one. But he told me, he kidnapped me. Officer 695, he told me that the breathalyzer is at the station. So I had to go to the station with him to take the breathalyzer test. I should have refused. I should have asked for a supervisor. But at the same time, y'all, I'm just trying to comply. Because I know I'm not drunk. I know I'm not drunk. I'm like, this police, oh my goodness. And that was when I really had the little faith that I had in the justice system. But I'm like, he ain't going to do me like that. It's my birthday. They get me out there. And they get me to the station. Mind you, my little sister who I'm with, they take her and drop her off at the exit. At the exit of the highway, dog. We talking about this 11 something at night. Takes her, leaves her right there. Leaves my car too on the side of the highway. That's another part. Because after I got released from jail, I wouldn't have got my car. Like, I was so drunk, but y'all left my car there. They did not tow my car. And I went and got my car and drove home with no license, because they took my license, but I went to the administrative court. But anyway, when they get me to the station, they get to talking to me real crazy now. Real crazy. You can make a phone call. I make a phone call to my mother, Mom. I went, you know what? I got to search and look up that mugshot. Because I know I look real crazy in that mugshot. But when I tell y'all, at this point, I'm crying because I'm so upset. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is what people talk about. This is the bullshit that happens. I'm crying. I call my mother, Mom. I'm out here tossing them in jail. I'm like, in jail. Yeah, they're going to release me, though. All right. They telling me I ain't blowing in the machine right. I'm blowing. Oh, my mic, what you want me to do? You ain't blowing in the right. We going like it. Get the car, all this shit. So then I blow in it. I think this is probably like the fourth time I blow in it. He never let me see it, the numbers or anything else like that. But this police alleges that the legal limit was 0.08. He said I was 0.09. Whatever the legal limit is, he said I was a point over. Took my damn license. Put me in this holding cell. Gets me out the holding cell. And then get me my papers when I'm released about this goddamn thing. They got about 20 charges on there. I'm talking about assault. It was all types of shit. They try to say, I try to assault them. Disorderly conduct. Now, all this stuff, he just asked some questions. I never tried to assault you. Hey, that just is a whole bunch of mess. So what I'm saying is that I just lived through some shit where I know that it happens. I know that it happens. We've seen enough stuff where we know that it happens. And in that time, I was going crazy. I paid my $150 to go to the administrative judge. And ironically, I got a judge, Judge Murphy, that was like 92. I know he deceased now. And God forgive me, and I was young. But even this day, I was wishing death on this goddamn man. I was young. I ain't know no better. Because I'm like, give me my goddamn license back. But he did give it to me. He did. It was actually just suspended for 15 days. And my dear Uncle Marvin took me out there to that hearing. My late great Uncle Marvin Dorsey, rest in peace, Uncle, took me out there to see to this. But yeah, I just went in there and pleaded my case. Like, I just asked you to look at my driving record, my driving history, and everything else like that in regards to this. Like, this is a lie. So the judge was in it, of course, with the police thing. But like I was telling him, I didn't even have my date in court yet for these charges. I'm asking you now that I'm here about my license. So, yeah, y'all. But long story short, I say long story short, I didn't get y'all the long story, right? But the short of it is that I wound up going to court for it. I don't know if I was actually charged with DUI, but they were saying that I had I was speeding. One of the reasons he pulled me over was saying that I went too slow. But I think I went with a lesser charge or something like that. But I got probation. Probation for a whole year. And when I'm telling you, live it. I was livid. I was so fucking mad. Because that same day in court, it was a firefighter that was in there that had been arrested for DUI at least 4 times previous. And that actually injured someone. And that actually before that had a manslaughter charge when he hit somebody. Y'all know we got the same consequence. I lied to you now. We got the same consequence. Me and this man got a year probation. Even when I was on probation and I was working, couldn't come up there. What I need to keep coming up here for? The report to you, miss. I'm working. For what? I got ride all the way up here. So I was going, making it, you know, sitting in there for hours. Because you don't have no scheduled time. It's just a certain day that you had to report. Sitting for hours while the worker just sitting in the office not doing shit just to go up in the middle of the day. For what? For her to ask me questions. And for her to tell me the money that I wasn't paying for the probation. But yeah, I was on probation for a year. That was here and there. And that is on my record. And that messed me up for being able to be do a couple of things, you know, in my younger years that I was trying to do. Well, I was driving jobs and everything else like that. And I'm like, damn, I didn't even do this. And I couldn't even get, what is it called? Expunged for your rockets. It's one of those charges you cannot get expunged. But if I murdered somebody, if I had a gun or something like that, I can get that expunged. But not DUI. I got to write a pardon to the governor. They get that expunge. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I wrote it. I didn't get no response. When Hogan was in office, I'm going to try again with this Westmore. But I just went for like a fingerprint or something like that. And my office to help someone else out. And that's what it has that I was fingerprinted by parole and probation these many, 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 many years ago. That's what it's getting. But more news. Look, that's enough about me. But y'all know I'm going to come back and talk about me. Y'all know I'm going to come back and talk about me. But yeah, that was my whole point just to say about, you know, the hostess. I know people go through that. I know that shit is real. That's why we have different agencies along here like that. One that is well known, like the Innocent Project, different things of that nature. People, you know what I mean? That's fighting for people's freedom that has been wrongfully convicted. Because at the end of the day, I believe that I not went through that process to go to the administrative judge to go, you know, different things like that and fight in the court. I had even information to the court about the police that in his report about the incident with me, every report, every arrest that he had for DUI said the same thing. Said the same thing. Everyone said the same exact thing. You know, describing me in the instance that it links to you being intoxicated. Red eyes, blurry speech, and all this other stuff. Like, no, I'm just a black female. I had a little accent, whatever I was doing, like, what? I said, you're not lying to me, whatever. So I got season that as me being drunk. But I was not drunk, y'all. Now, I was going to get drunk. But at that moment, I was not at all. But yes, it happens all the time. And unfortunately, it's going to continue to happen. You know, we have a justice system where it's a blind eye to justice. You know, kind of that symbol on the justice is that scale. But realistically, I think that is no way possible for someone, even though they take off and different things like that. People do sit there with their biases. They do. They do sit there with racial stuff that are racist. They sit there with their biases. They go off of what they think. A lot of times the information or how they feel on certain cases. So while Judge Rule is to stay neutral, kind of ahead of case or whatever else like that, how can you really? Like, really, it sounds right. Oh, we not gonna do da 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 da. But a lot of times that's not the case. Yes, a lot of times, and especially nowadays, not that it didn't exist, but the racial thing, like, yeah, that's gonna play a part. That's gonna play a part. That's real. Yes, a white woman can get away with some things that I can, and vice versa. And now consequences be stricter. Like I was explaining to you, there was a white firefighter who got the same consequences as him. Someone killed somebody and been locked up again for manslaughter. But because he was a white man, and he had what is considered a noble job of a firefighter, regardless that he wasn't doing something noble, he was let off, essentially. He was let off. Even though he got the 1 year probation, that wasn't shit. But I got the 1 year probation for not doing shit. So, yeah. That's how that goes. That's how that goes. A couple of weeks ago, I wanted to bring up, also, as y'all know, the Brett Tag is expecting, yes, it was a lot of controversy about it because everyone knows that Debrett is a proud gay lesbian woman married to her love, Jessica Duport. No, it's Judy. I'm going to say Big Booty Judy. Because that girl got booty, 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 booty everywhere. But in Debrett too now. If she takes all them big jerseys, I'm sure, yes, she do. Anyway, I love Debrett. I think I shared with y'all before, younger, my influence was a hip-hop artist. I still consider myself such, but I'm more moved into the lane of doing spoken word and poetry, showing my creative side and my passions through that. Okay. So people was expecting, I'm sure, because I'm assuming they believe Jessica Duport Judy is supposed to be the more feminine one that carried the baby. However, she was having some issues that was preventing her from successfully carrying a baby. So, the bride being her wife, I'm going to do this. They want a child. And what I'm saying is remarkable because I didn't even know they was old. I should have known because I'm getting older. But yeah, the bride, like 40, almost 50. She 50. So, 48 or 50, but 48 is 50. I know a lot of y'all 48 years old up there like, no, it ain't. But yes, it is. And so she's carrying the baby. And at first, there was a lot of controversy. It was a lot of people. I was glad to see that they were happy for her. But you know people. You know people. It was a lot of controversy. Oh, they should have no baby. She went to it's a whole bunch of stuff like that. But like nowadays, baby, this genetic modification and the things you can do to bring forth life is a whole lot. Yes. You get aside the sex of your baby, the eye color, all of that. You feel me? They, just like I say about dogs and some of these animals we got. These four dogs, these things was breeding to be like this or whatever. I'm saying that. But my point is, a lot of the backlash was coming because Brett had shared that they had actually went with a white sperm donor. She made a joke that was saying that the black sperm donor that they was able to review looked like Jiminy Cricket, and she definitely wasn't going with that. So when she was explaining that in the choice of her white sperm donor, she's sure that he combined with her wife's Judy X will be a handsome, beautiful baby because they are having a boy, right? So she got backlash because people was like, oh, she having a white baby. They use a white sperm donor. And I know. It's crazy enough, I'm sure. They were crazy too. If you watch that show, you see that crazy, but they stay insane. They stay insane. So I know it was a lot. She felt some type of way. She came back on her show that she is on in the mornings with Ricky Smiley. And she just basically explained and broke it down. The population for black sperm donors is scarce. It was very limited. This whole process of getting pregnant, of being able to impregnate the egg with a sperm was a short time frame. So even while their efforts to actually look for a black sperm donor, they were waiting. They had high hopes that more would come in the pool for them to pick out from. But that just was not the case. That was just not the case. She even encouraged the black man, look, go give some of your sperm, because a lot of y'all ain't up in there, right? People was giving her the blues, honey. Giving her the blues. And when I had looked at the footage, when she actually was like, the guy looked like Jiminy Cricket, or whatever else is the case, or whatever. I was like, you know, it was funny, like a joke funny. But that wasn't really all that she was stating as to saying, like, why she didn't choose a black sperm donor. She just shared that. The option that we had of the black sperm donor looked like Jiminy Cricket. And there's no way I was going with that. And I don't blame her. I do not blame her at all. Not one bit. So they went with what was available to them, which was a white sperm donor. And it wasn't because of just these looks that she described to the black man. But like she was saying, the options for the black sperm were very limited. It was hardly none. They waited, but they also had a time frame, guys, to accomplish what they were trying to do in having a baby. So before they could not do that, they went with the white sperm donor. So give them a break. Get off them. Stop being a brat about it. About somebody. I never understand, for real. I don't. And I get it. Because even me on the show, you know, like I'm talking about it now. But I never understand why people be so bothered and so troubled over somebody else's fucking business and somebody else's life. Why? Why? You don't think she understands the dynamics? She also explains some of that too. She says she already know that it's going to be a challenge raising a son, and a black son, but a lot of people was giving that little shade, like, baby, it ain't going to be no black son. Because if the father white, you is what your father is. But they like, what's going to be the issue? Is she already was basically shaking. She knows that it's going to be a lot.
That's not how that works.
What's that? That's what they say.
Who say that? That's not how that works. One drop of black blood makes you black.
Okay.
It's not by the father. That's not how that works.
Well, they like me. Because I always thought, maybe I was thinking in the context that they were saying when you get your father last name. But I had heard that before.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. If your mother's black, then your baby's black. If your father's black, then your baby's black. It doesn't matter. One drop of black blood makes you black.
Well, y'all heard that. So don't give her shade. The baby's going to be black.
Right.
But the brat was basically saying that she already understands the challenges that they are going to have to face, them being this couple consisting of two mamas raising a male. And she says she already understands that she's going to have to explain that to her son and help him. You know, when he gets of age, they want to explain all of that, the whole process, what they went through to be able to bring him into the world, all of that. So like she said, she understood all of that. She understood all of that. So she's like, I don't need this too. I don't need this backlash too. And I ain't giving them no backlash. I'm happy for you. If you want to have a baby, have a baby. You know, I was shocked though, because I just thought that, you know, I ain't seen the brand in that feminine lane since that video of what you like. A whole lot. What? But she always been a beautiful girl. You know, I guess she dressing consistent for what she's comfortable with. But I also seen her, you know, switch it up a couple of times. Like, this her wife. This her wife. They having a baby. and they had to go with a white sperm donor because they had no other choices. That's what it is. And why y'all mad? Get off my girl back. Get off my girl back. Get off my girl back. So I wanted to talk, I wanted to talk about that a couple of weeks ago because that was out there and that happened a while ago. But yeah, and I know that's going to be a challenge. I'm not sure it's one that I would be up for. And I guess I wouldn't be up for it because I'm not in one of those type of relationships. But even, you know, thinking about it, I usually try to put myself in someone else's shoes. And I think that that would be a challenge for me. So I'm sure it's a challenge for her. But it's the same way us in our heterosexual relationships having babies with these dudes that look like Jimmy Cricket, look like Kermit the Frog, and everything else. And we having them, and then we're having them, and then the father ain't even around. Like, even in my case, you know what I mean? And the father ain't even around. So what's the difference? I mean, two mothers, two fathers, long as they can be raised up in a loving environment with people, parents, is a whole bunch of diverse and dynamics to families, how you can build it up, you know what I mean? So if that's the case, and they can bring them up in a loving environment where they're willing to support this child and raise them to the best of their ability, what is the problem? Because that's what I'm trying to do as a single mother. And they talk about me. So what I'm saying is my situation as a single mother, and I see it a lot of times, we get a lot of sympathy and even empathy for our situation. And no, it wasn't my choice to be a single mother. But at the end of the day, I gotta keep it real. I had three. I need better. So why ain't nobody shunning me? All my choice. They tell me it ain't my fault. Ain't nobody shunning me. All my choice that I made for my baby daddy. So leave the brother alone. They had to do what they had to do. Because within the medical guidelines of the time frames or whatever, if they wouldn't have made that move, then they wouldn't have been able to accomplish what you are seeing now. And I know they had, I think she had it because they're not too long ago. I think they just recently had their baby shower. So, you know, baby showers, they usually have like a month before or whatever else. That's long enough. And if the baby come out of cancer, oh my goodness. If it comes out of Leo, hey, it's a go. Because it's been, you know, oh no. But right now, talking about signs, as y'all know, it's Gemini season. Yes, the bulls, they raised right on, they ran right on up out of here. You know, them bulls who sometimes can be on some bull BS, but they ain't for no bull. Yeah, that time was done. Time ended on Sunday, and now is the reigning Gemini season, 5/21 through 6/21. Yes, it runs a whole 30 days, May to June. Oh my goodness, I got so many Geminis in my life. My mom's is on the 6th of June. My brother's is on the 7th of June. My son, Ja'ari, excuse me, will be 6. In the 6th month on the 10th this year. I know a couple of Geminis. Good brother anymore I used to work with. Yeah. Geminis, y'all know what they say about them. The Geminis got two sides. And yes, they do. But when we come back, that's what y'all. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of insight on some of the characteristics of a Gemini. You got some birthday shout out, please holler at me. And then I'm also going to give y'all some updates on this youth curfew because, you know, man, Brandon Scott, and the other people, they held a meeting down at City Hall, and they gave the whole layout on how this curfew would go. So, you know, stay with me. We'll be right back with the youth that I live on Be Exposed. Let's go to a break.
We were free, but we had no place to be free.
Lord,
Help me reach my piece of the promised land. Protect me on this journey.
Marauders.
Join us. We're all equals here.
Nobody makes sudden move.
Get on down.
Hurry up.
Drop the son of a bitch!
This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get the sheriff and bring him here. You stand guard.
This beanpole, guard him? That's Tommy Walsh.
Here we are. You and me. Coyote and the horse. You know, those white folk ain't coming back. Just because they don't want to look at you don't mean I can't see.
You'll always be a slave to the white man.
What'd you call me?
Said you'll always be a slave!
Have you been on this side? Keep your mouth shut. They'd rather hang me for the color of my skin than to hang you for what you did. You ain't never gonna hang white boy.
I had to learn as a black woman living in this damn white world that I gotta work 3 times as hard to get 1/5 of what I deserve. After the war, I made a promise that I'll fight for those that can't fight for themselves.
It looks like we believe in the same thing. An eye for an eye.
Just go about it different ways.
Let's go about it together.
My body's my
I didn't get a piece of my promised land. Didn't get the river flowing with milk and honey.
You have to take what you deserve.
You know, there's money buried out here.
I think you best unchain me now.
Follow you or die.
Yeah.
Baby girl, you in dangerous water.
You can be a hero! The glory of it! Tommy Walsh and the colored girl!
What's my name? Small Washington.
God damn! That's not a headline you heard before.
I told you, I was almost gone. Welcome back, welcome back. My voice almost gone. Cute little buck I thought I had. Almost gone. Definitely got rid of this sweater because it's gone. And I'm showing y'all these things. But guys, before the break, I just was giving a shout out to the Geminis in the Gemini season. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Geminis, come on and roll out. Thinking we ain't gonna come in as emotional casters. Ugh. Emotional phone casters, too. I always say they the nice nasty. They the nicest side, but they nasty. They nice and nasty. You know what I'm telling you? They nice and nasty. But the Gemini, some of y'all characteristics that it says is that y'all communicative, witty, curious, funny, outgoing, inquisitive, and impulsive. And I can say for myself, we're having so many Geminis in my circle. Yeah, that's definitely them. That's definitely them. I mean, you know, dude, I don't think that zodiac signs contribute to everything, but I do believe there's some reasoning. You know, there's some part to exactly who you are, I do. Because when I read the stuff for the characteristics about the Leo, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's definitely me. And stuff all that, I'm a book, right? Maybe some about arrogance and all that stuff like that. Sometimes that gets confused with confidence. And actually, Leos, I'm going to speak for myself. We are considered to be more confident than we actually are. We are. Like, please. Look, my stuff be like it. People already know, but I'm getting better. I mean, at this point in my life, I'm over 40, guys. Look at this skin, black don't crack. But at this point in my life, I'm like, guess what? I don't even care. Love me while I'm here, neither here or there. Yes. So, going back to the topic, that was about the Gemini. Just want to give an early shout out. Happy birthday to my mother, Janet Dorsey, to my brother, Joe, to my son, John, who was coming on the 5th. Eddie, happy birthday to all the other Geminis. Now, if you disagree with something I just said, come on and say, look, this is for Gemini right here, on the side. Always got to be, look, told you, and positive over here. But also, when I was talking for the break, I was talking about the youth curfew. Now, I was against it too. I was like, not against it, because I'm really like, we keep on talking about we need this mayor and we need somebody because I need you to stop and he wants you to stop. That's why he's barking. That's a shame. When you got the kiddos and everybody else up in the studio and it's because now it's Gemini season. Gemini's already be on the hook in that season. I'm talking to you. So you won't be quiet. Yeah. But it's all good. So, not saying that I was against the youth curfew. I didn't think that would be a real effective measure because we had tried it before. But at the same time, you constantly keep hearing everybody, oh, do something. Do something about the crime. So I believe that this is one initiative that the mayor felt that would disperse some crime. And in my opinion, I don't know. Because the way things have been going, you know, being broad day, like broad day, like shit is happening. So they don't really, you know, care. But they came up with an announcement on how they intend to run this whole youth curfew thing. And it's basically, it's not aimed to make sure that these youth or these group of children come in contact all the time with BPD, which is the police department. They actually are going to utilize youth activities and social work to address this curfew. So the police are only going to approach a group of about 10 or more youth. So if they see one or two, they can be 7 or 8 out there. They're not going to approach them. Only if they see a large gathering, they're going to approach them. But they're not going to take their names. They're not going to take their information. They actually are supposed to be transporting them. Check this out. To youth centers, I think it was saying. Engage them in activities. And at a certain point, make phone calls out to their parents. But this is not going to be done by the BPD. Well, first they're going to ask them, go ahead home. Go ahead home. And then that's what I say. It is going to open up a whole lot of kind of worms, but it's going to just also to open up the realities of a lot of what's going on in Baltimore City. That a lot of these parents and a lot of these guardians who are responsible for taking in care of these kids need to get their fucking kids. Need to get their kids. That's what it's going to open up to. When I see the stuff about the social work, that's what I'm saying. And hopefully what I'm saying is that old people are able to, out of this, when I say open up a can of worms, get the help that they need. Because unfortunately, you know, it is some services out here. And there's some providers that offer the same services. But it is true that people are reluctant to seek services. They are. Not only because of the stereotypes or their ideas of what the services is, and then sometimes the attitude or the response you get when you go to seek these services. Like for me, for an example, like with social services, trying to go and get food stamps or anything else like that, you know, sometimes, now I don't care, but a lot of these agencies, they want to talk to you. And they want to treat you like you ain't nothing. You know what I mean? And it make you feel some type of way. And I know it made me feel some type of way. And not even want that help. But you also know that it's a process. And a lot of times I'm going through a whole bunch of that because somebody else then messed it up. So now I got to go through all this just to get the minimum help that I am requesting. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of that. And I hope through it, a lot of people are connected to substance abuse, to mental health abuse, and all of that stuff. Because that's going back to my topic. I'm going crazy. Why stay insane? Some things that was sending me crazy. It's been a lot of people that I know. Like, everybody is down. Everybody. That's rough for me. You know, I tell people, I'm funneled up. I'm sort of going. And then also, what my faith was that my mother would be healed from her battle with cancer. It's like, it's essentially, I'm watching. It's like, because you know the inevitable, that everybody is going to die. I just have this anxiety that has built up on me now. Like, I'm actually watching my loved ones die. If you can get what I mean. Like, I'm saying, follow me. But it's sending me crazy. Like, when I'm interacting around people, I'll be, like, thinking in my head, is this our last moment? Because this is how it's been coming to me. Like, I done been around people, and 2 days later, a day later, they go, like, it's just so, it's scary, huh? It's very scary. And I know a couple of times I've been on here giving my own diagnosis of mental stuff that I know that I deal with. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't went and seeked anything for my mental or my health because my thought is every time I have, all they want to do is give you medicine. So, yes, look back up there. I want to get back to that point. Look up at the screen. Y'all see how they are going to run that youth curfew. You see it say youth curfew engagement program. So a lot of y'all probably feel better to know that it's not trying to be geared to lock you up. But then I also seen a lot of questions, like people were saying, so what happens if they go to approach the youth and they run, which they are going to do? Because there's no relationship here. See, now, seriously, Mr. Gemini, you have to stop. You have to stop. Because they barely can hear my voice. And I know y'all can't hear me over no Doug barking. And I'm doing all this. Seriously. That's why my voice gone. Because I got to give correctives all day long. Okay, because I'm going to get mine. So I'm not going to be affected by this curfew, but I know a lot of people that are, you know, I can't understand it. Why y'all would want y'all children to be out there anyway? So my thing is, children being out there that time of night by themselves, unsupervised, yes, it definitely has to be an issue. Get y'all hungry. Sit down, please. Thank you. You better live. Because I ain't living for nothing that you're doing right now. But it's like, why would y'all want, y'all see all this craziness, why would y'all want y'all kids out there anyway? So my first thought is, if it's children out there like that, that time of night, this roaming in these large groups is a problem. But I also announced, like, when I was younger, we went out, we hung out. We hung out down the harbor on holidays. That's what we did. But it's different. It is. It's different now. It's more dangerous. And you got to move accordingly. Yeah, we want kids to be kids. But this day and age, what does it really mean to be a kid? These kids is grown. You really find children being children. You do? In the fashion sense. In the things they're able to engage in. More the activities. Just look at it. I mean, back when I was younger, it was more given like sports, cheerleading, all this other stuff. Now you got the little girls. They doing everything, modeling, makeup. I'm saying little girl can't be no model now. But it's not given pageant. And even in the pageant, they was all makeup without. So that's what I'm saying. It's a different dynamic today. It really is. So, I mean, I hope it works. hope don't nothing tragic come from it. Cause that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why. I just feel like something will happen. One of these go-home police in Baltimore City who try to demand respect without giving it is going to approach one of these kids. These kids going to run. They're going to chase them. They're going to fuck them up. They just now chased the boy and shot the boy, but he had a gun. He did. He ran, but they shot him in his back. He wasn't no threat. But like I was saying at the early in the show, they can fix the narrative, baby, to put you in the wrong. It take a lot to prove them wrong because they feel like police can't do it. It take a lot to prove them wrong. But just going back to my crazy, which name, I was looking up the definition of crazy. And the definition of crazy was basically just like, you know, you're not in a sound mind, you mentally unbalanced or deranged, you have some psychopathic, you know, what's like going on. But then I also laugh because it also says when you're extremely enthusiastic. And I'm like, man, I'm going crazy, bro. Because it's sending me crazy while I'm staying sane, right? And sane is just the opposite. Is to have the same mind and not be mentally ill and different things of that nature. And there's a lot of services out there for that too. I just now was seeing that it was a brother that people was putting up on social media that basically said his goodbyes on social media and committed suicide, brother. That definitely is sad. And I definitely praise the Most High, even with my mental challenges and even with yours and those who deal with it, that we still making it through. It's a battle. It's an everyday battle. And things can be on your mental that send you crazy, that we talk about a lot of times on the show. Grief, you know, poverty, your finances, being able to take care of your family, your relationships, all of that shit can be on your mental. And trying to balance it can make you be unbalanced. You get what I'm saying? You trying to balance it can make you be unbalanced. And then what I basically also was saying was that I have went to seek, you know, counseling before, but without even a diagnosis or me explaining, I guess my evaluation, which was crazy to me, just basically going off what you act, they asking you about how you act. Is no blood being drawn? Is no scan of my brain to check my neurological responses? It just was basically going off of the information that I'm giving up. So they just tell you, oh yeah, you're depressed. You're depressed. We can give you these medicines. But that's what I'm scared of. Because I'm the same stuff people dealing with depression that heighten, that actually heightens people's suicidal thoughts or had them in a way to want to go crazy. It's crazy. But anyway, y'all, oh my goodness, the time went so fast. I can't see. I ain't relieved because, baby, my voice just ain't nowhere. And that y'all can see, this little Gemini man is in here playing with me. So I'm going to handle that. Yeah. Should I put him outside so they can get him and take him to the rec center? Because the curfew does go in fact this weekend, you guys. So if you don't want no calls, keep your kids in the house. Make sure you watch them and make sure they stay safe. And it's crazy, crazy, crazy world. But anyway, you know, I love y'all. God loves you. God bless you. I'll be back here next week, you know, talking the talk of the streets with the sweet, with the legendary. God is Chasper, the Emperor's Lady Cake Mix. I love y'all. Make sure y'all join me next week. And next week, I'm going to have a better tone because I already got a voice. Your news, our views, Be Exposed Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, y'all.
Don't look at me.
See you. All right.